Hello, everybody. This is Rum here. I have a bunch of things that I'm going to talk about here. So we'll see. This might be all over the place because I'm scatterbrained. But yeah, I just wanted to say thank you for everyone being patient and, you know, supportive. I know that my schedule has kind of been super hectic and non-existent at some points over this past month. I kind of talked about it in some of my earlier posts, like the last one of these that I did. I think I mentioned that I was feeling burnt out and stuff like that. And I don't know, I feel like maybe I was underselling it because I've just been really, really struggling, like with my mental health lately. Just been finding it hard to motivate myself to work on things and feeling really burnt out with work, this side of work, and also, you know, the other stuff I do. So I'm sorry that I haven't been as active because of all that. It's hard to like get in the right mindset sometimes to record stuff, like especially this type of content, because, you know, it's very like, you know, emotional, for I can't think of a better way to describe it, right? But, you know, it's supposed to be like make you feel things, and if I'm just feeling shitty, you know, I feel like that's just gonna come across when I record something, so that makes it kind of a pain to find, like, you know, I feel like if I do record, then, you know, it's just gonna turn out like garbage, and I don't want to make stuff that's bad. I want to make things that are good and people enjoy listening to. So yeah, that's just like a little bit of what I've been dealing with. That's actually why I got my kitty. Is she's actually a emotional support animal, so she actually has been helping me a lot. Though having company when I'm here with her is super nice, and she's super sweet. I actually was gonna see if she would come sit with me while I recorded this and see if she'd say hi. Maybe you guys could hear her purring, but she was a little bit too energetic and was running around and getting her toys, so she's out in the living room. But maybe next time I do like a story time, if I get her calmed down first, I'll see if she'll sit with me and come say hi. But yeah, so that, and then other mental health adjacent sort of stuff that I've been dealing with is I say recently, I don't know, it was maybe like a month or two ago, but I've been trying to adjust to it, is I actually went and talked to my doctor and started like talking to them about some of the stuff that I've been dealing with, and actually am in the process of getting like diagnosed for ADHD. Which I know is relatively rare to be undiagnosed in adults, but from like everything that I've been reading after talking to them, it seems like it's very, very much the case that I do have like undiagnosed ADHD. So I've actually started taking like some meds to help with that, and I have noticed a change. Like, it's kind of crazy. Able to focus after taking it, because I don't know, it almost feels like it's a, like an answer to things that I've been dealing with for like a long time. Even in school and stuff, you know, I've always struggled meeting like deadlines or maintaining a schedule and stuff like that, doing homework in school, whatever, you know. So like, to know that. And I think because of, you know, things that were said to me by teachers or by my parents, I have always just thought of myself as lazy, and that like I'm just, you know, yeah, that I'm just lazy and I won't do stuff just because of that. But like, to know now that there's, you know, actually, you know, chemical whatever reasonings behind why I find it so hard to start things, why I always procrastinate on stuff, it's like makes me feel like, okay, maybe I was being too hard on myself, you know, my whole life, because it is hard. And like, even I'm still working with my doctor to figure out what medication is right for me and what dosage. But even like the experience I had with it so far is such a massive change from what I've been used to, like actually able to do things and not just sit and wonder how to get started for hours and hours. I'll think about it and be like, okay, I should probably, you know, do that today. And I think about it a couple times and I think, oh, I have time, I'll do it later. And then later comes and I just, no matter what happens, even though I tell myself beforehand 100%, okay, we're going to do it today. Today comes and I just cannot bring myself to do things. It's just hard. And I wonder if that's been part of the cause of the mental health struggles that I've been having. And getting that taken care of, I think, will be really huge for me. Not just for like making audios for you guys, but just able to live my life, you know, in every aspect. Because it, I don't know, it is hard. Anyway, sorry about getting emotional. It's just, it's a lot to deal with, I guess, for me. Anyways, okay, I did have other things I wanted to talk about. I'm sorry if that was a downer. I'm not trying to be down. Things are looking up for me. Like, even though things have been hard this past month and I had stuff going on at work and I broke my stupid phone, overall, I'm feeling a lot better right now and I'm feeling ready to start making content again. Like, I just was feeling so burnt out. And I think part of that was with my posting schedule that I had set for myself. I think it was just a little bit too much. So I am going to be cutting back a little bit. So like tomorrow I'm going to post an audio for you guys here on Patreon. And then next week I will start posting on Reddit again. But I'm only going to be doing one audio on Reddit a week. So instead of on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I think I'm just going to do one on Tuesday. And I think that'll be more manageable for me and a little less stressful. And I'll have more time to work on, you know, other things like, you know, stuff on Patreon. Like I've been wanting to write more for that fantasy series I've been doing. And I, you know, haven't had as much time to do that or haven't had the energy to work on that. So I think that'll be a good change for me to help me feel like, to help deal with the burnout sort of stuff I've been feeling. And also I want to at some point maybe look into posting like a little bit different content, maybe on YouTube, like maybe doing more ASMR type stuff. Maybe with a little bit of storytelling, but like mostly like sleep aid or ASMR content, because that's stuff that I listen to all the time to help me get to sleep, and I really like that sort of thing. So I think that could be fun to do. But with the posting schedule I had, I don't think I could have found the time to move to other platforms as well like that. So hopefully, by making it a little bit easier on myself in that way and only doing one audio on Reddit a week, that'll help me to also find time to work on other projects and also be more consistent with my Patreon audios. Because so my goal is always to do at least two Patreon audios a month. But I try to, when I'm feeling up to it, to post more often. Like, ideally, I would want to do every Friday, but it's a little bit trickier when I'm having to like do improv or write my own scripts. That just takes longer. But, you know, to do stuff like that. And I also want to start posting the Realm story times more regularly, because that's not terribly difficult for me. I just have to, you know, make sure I sit down and record it and then edit out any times I fumble over my words too embarrassingly to leave in. Sometimes I'll keep them in and I don't care, but yeah, so I want to be more consistent with that. So I think all around that'll be a good change. The other thing, what else was it? I really wanted to really quickly bring up commissions, If you are like waiting on a commission from me, there's only like two of you and a couple of people that I was talking to like in the process of setting it up. But anyway, if you're one of those people, I will get back to you soon, whatever stage we're on. If you're waiting on an audio, I'm going to try to get that to you soon. If you're waiting to hear back from me, I'm going to make sure I respond to those soon. Yeah, I think that was another thing with my, you know, mental health not being the greatest and just feeling really overwhelmed by all of this, is that I haven't really been responding to comments or messages as like regularly as I used to. I don't know if anyone has noticed that, but I try to, or at least I want to respond to you guys, because I really appreciate getting comments. Like, that's one of the best parts. Engagement with you guys is really important to me, so I feel a little bit guilty that I haven't been as responsive. I do always read them, even if I don't respond. I always read through every comment or message you guys send me. So I hope you just wanted to let you guys know that I'm not just ignoring you. I just haven't found the time or energy to respond to everybody, because it's a lot. Like, you know, it's a little bit overwhelming sometimes, you know, having to respond to so many people. So that has also been bleeding over into other aspects like the commission. So if you are someone who has sent me a message asking about a commission or wanting to get one, and I didn't respond to you, and if you're listening to this and you're still interested, you can go ahead and send me another message. Just be like, hey, and then I will try to be better this time about getting back to people that are still interested in a commission. So I mean, I've just been struggling to get content out in general. So I wasn't really taking on any new commissions. So I hope anyone that sent me a message and I didn't get back to you, I really am sorry. I hope you didn't take it too personally. I just wasn't having the time to, you know, even get the audios for Reddit done. So I was just like, I can't do any commissions. But yeah, I wanted to try to do that a bit more. So we'll see. If I get like, you know, 20 messages from people, it might be a little bit of a wait, but I'm going to try to be more regular with that as well. And then I'm sure, especially those of you who are on like GWA somewhat regularly, you've probably seen that Soundgasm has been having lots of issues lately, like over the past couple weeks, which I guess is kind of fortuitous because I wasn't posting anyway, you know, because of the stuff I've said. So I guess it worked out that I wasn't trying to post new stuff while all that was going on. From what I was reading from a thread on Jujube backstage, it seems like they were saying the issues are mostly solved. When I start posting again, I think I will also look into maybe having an alternate website to host the audio on, so that it's in two locations, just so that, you know, if one of them's down. I'm not going to go back. I got like some messages from people asking about, you know, older audios being like, hey, this isn't working, blah, blah, blah. And I know that that's frustrating, but I don't think I have the time or even have access to all my old files to re-upload all of them on new sites. So if that sort of thing happens again, unfortunately, those audios are just going to be chilling until the issues get worked out. If it starts becoming like really bad and unusable, obviously, then I will try to start migrating some content over somewhere else. But for now, I'm happy with Soundgasm, even though it's been finicky lately. But going forward, I think there's a couple different options. I'm going to look at them and see which one I like better. To, you know, have the other future audios going forward hosted in like a couple spots, just in case that sort of thing happens again. Okay, I think that is everything I wanted to talk about. Thank you so much for listening, if you listened all the way through this. I think this is getting relatively long. So thank you, seriously. And if you're one of my patrons, thank you so, so much for your support and for being patient. I hope you guys know that, like, it's the kindness and, you know, support that you guys show me that makes me keep making stuff. So sincerely, thank you so very much. And I hope that you look forward to what I've got for you guys tomorrow. It's going to be the, I'm having a brain fart. It's the, like, sweet male escort takes your virginity, like, first time kind of thing. I do have it recorded. It's basically done. I just need to put the finishing touches on it. So that'll be tomorrow. But I hope you guys look forward to it, and I will see you there. Bye-bye.